As we come to this practice of Yoga Nidra, make any final adjustments, making the body totally comfortable. And what is your intention for this practice tonight? Maybe you came to class with an intention to inquire into a particular emotion or belief that you wish to work with tonight. Maybe something arose during the reading of the poem that you would like to recall. Maybe it's simply to remain alert and awake. Maybe simply to be rested. So state that intention and then set it aside. And come to your heartfelt desire. What is your heart's deepest longing? What keeps you coming back time and time again to a practice like this or a practice of yoga? You might simply ask, what am I going to do with this one wild and crazy life? Let this heartfelt desire be a wholehearted expression of the moment and feel it with the whole body as a fact, as something that's present here and now. And then set it aside and we'll come back to it at the end of the practice. And recall your inner resource, this safe place that we've been building over the last few weeks, this place that you feel nurtured, cared for, loved, supported. This place that may have others with you there, maybe a place in your imagination, a place that you've always wanted to be, or a place that just simply feels safe. So as you recall this inner resource, feel it with the body and bring in all the senses. Feel the breeze, hear the sounds, feel the temperature of the place, see the people and the things that are there with you, the objects. Feel it as an embodied experience so that each time you come back to it, your body gets flushed with this experience of being in this inner resource. And use this as a tool at any time during the practice or at any time during your daily life. If the body simply is overwhelmed by a situation or an emotion, come to this inner resource and feel it. Embody it, and then you can maybe step back into that original experience and meet it with a new understanding. So feel the whole body, the weight of the whole body resting into this pose you've chosen. Feel a heaviness in the body. And be aware of the space around the body. Let the senses be wide open. The mouth. The ears. Nose. Eyes. The sense of touch. and come to the mouth, the inner surface of the mouth. Feel that groove on the top of the tongue. Feel the roof of the mouth, the floor of the mouth, the left side wall of the mouth, the right side wall of the mouth. Feel the whole mouth filled with sensation. So the mouth feels nothing but sensation. Let go of thinking, simply feeling. And feel your way from the back of the mouth into the ear canals, becoming aware of the sensations on the ear canals, the inner ears, the outer ears. Let the ears, inner and outer, be filled with sensation. Hearing the sounds come into the ears rather than the ears reaching out for the sound. And become aware of the nose, feeling the movement of the breath in each nostril, feeling the shape of the nose. And become aware of the eyes, the bony eye sockets surrounding each eyeball. Be aware of the upper eyelids, the lower eyelids, the eyeballs themselves. And let the eyeballs sink gently back into the skull. Feel as if they're drifting downward. Giving up this need for seeing. Let them drift even further down towards the heart center. Coming to rest at the heart center behind the breastbone. Having a sense of seeing with the whole body. Feel a softness in the face as the eyes continue to settle. And be aware of the left cheek, a sense of hollowness in the left cheek between the upper and lower jawbone. And be aware of the right cheek. Feel a sense of hollowness in both cheeks. Be aware of the left temple, the right temple, the back of the skull, the crown of the skull. Be aware of the scalp covering the skull, and let the scalp become tingly with sensation, the sense of glistening, glittering, as if you could feel the sensation at the end of each hair follicle. Feel the whole scalp and skull together. Feel the whole head, face, skull, and scalp together. The whole head as a field of sensation, a sense of radiance, glowing. And feel the movement of the breath in the inner throat. And feel a line of sensation from the back of the inner throat into the back of the neck, becoming aware of the back of the neck. Be aware of the left side of the neck, from the ear to the shoulder, the right side of the neck, ear to shoulder. And be aware of the outer throat, the front of the neck, the space between the lower jaw and the collarbones. Feel the whole outer neck and the whole inner throat. The whole neck and throat as a field of radiant sensation. The sensation glowing in all directions. And feel your way from the base of the neck across the top of each shoulder, coming out to the tips of the shoulders. And be aware of the whole left arm from shoulder to fingertip. Be aware of the palm of the left hand, the back of the left hand, all five fingers, the left wrist crease, left elbow crease, left armpit. Feel the whole left arm, the whole left arm as a field of radiant sensation. And become aware of the whole right arm from the shoulder to the fingertips, the palm of the right hand, the back of the right hand, all five fingers, the right wrist crease, elbow crease, armpit. Feel the whole right arm as a field of radiant sensation. Feel both arms together, left and right arms simultaneously. Both arms, radiant sensation. And become aware of the torso, feeling the front of the torso, the front ribs and breastbone, the belly, the navel center. Feel the back of the torso, the ribs in the back of the body, the shoulder blades, the side ribs. Feel the whole back of the torso and the whole front of the torso. And feel the whole torso together as a field of radiant sensation, front and back, left and right. Whole torso. And become aware of the pelvis, feeling the front of the pelvis, the back of the pelvis, the whole pelvis as a field of sensation, radiantly glowing in all directions. And become aware of both legs, feeling both legs from the hip joints to the soles of the feet. Feel the whole left foot, the instep, the base of the heel, all five toes, the back of the left knee, the left hip crease, the whole left leg. And become aware of the whole right leg, the right foot and all five toes, the instep of the right foot, the base of the right heel, the back of the right knee, the right hip crease, the whole right leg. Feel both legs together. Both legs a field of radiant sensation. And feel the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. The whole body as a field of radiant sensation, glowing in all directions, radiating back, front, left, right, above the head, beneath the soles of the feet. Glowing inwardly, the whole body radiating in all directions. Welcome this sensation that is present in your awareness. Feel back and dissolve into being spacious awareness in which changing sensations are unfolding. Now feel the body breathing itself. Feel the breath turning from inhale to exhale. Exhale to inhale. And feel the pauses or the gaps or spaces at the end of each turn. At this timeless moment of cessation of the breath, realize that you are this spaciousness. As the breath begins again, remain as this spacious stillness in which the breath is moving. Feel this turning, turning, moving through you, this spacious awareness. Feel the flow of the breath. Sense now all that is present in awareness. Dissolve into being spacious awareness in which all these perceptions are unfolding. And as the breath continues to turn and flow, notice any feelings or sensations or emotions that are present. Have you brought anything to the practice that you want to recall now? If so, feel that, recall that. Otherwise, feel this sense of being relaxed, just this sense of relaxing. Feel it in the body, no thinking, simply sensing or feeling. And then can you find the opposite to what you've brought to the practice, or the opposite of relax, maybe tense, tension? Feel that opposite, locate that feeling in the body. Embody it fully. And then go back to the first feeling, relax, or what you've brought, and feel that back and forth at your own command, fully feeling, locating each opposite in the body. And then at some point, hold these two feelings together, feel them together. And notice how that acts on the body-mind. Note now these sensations too that are a movement in awareness. Feel back into being awareness itself, in which all these changing sensations are arising and unfolding. And perhaps an emotion is arising, or you've brought one to the practice. Can you locate that emotion in the body? Where is it felt? If nothing is arising, can you be with that? Or possibly you'd like to use this as a time of practice. So can you feel the emotion of confident in the body? Perhaps recalling a time when you felt confident, locate that in the body. Where is it felt? Fully embodying that felt sense of confidence. And then find its opposite, or find the opposite of the emotion that you've brought. Perhaps the opposite of confident is anxious. Or maybe there's another emotion that feels better for you as the opposite. Locate that feeling of anxious in the body. Feel it fully. Don't go into thinking. And then go back to the first emotion, confidence. Back and forth, one to the other. And then can you feel the two together? We can't think and feel at the same time, so feel these two emotions together and notice that impact on the body-mind. Sense how everything is a movement in awareness. Dissolve back into being awareness, spacious, unchanging, in which all changing perceptions are unfolding. And perhaps there's a belief or a thought surfacing, or perhaps you're recalling a belief or a thought that came up earlier in the practice or during the poem. Something that you hold to be true about yourself. If no belief is present, then that too is your experience. If a belief is present, where and how do you feel it in the body when you take this to be true about yourself? Perhaps a belief might be, I am powerful, I'm important, I'm okay just as I am. Locate it, feel it in the body, and then find its opposite belief. What might be opposite for you? I'm unimportant, I'm helpless, I'm a disappointment. Maybe some of the opposites to the others that I mentioned. Welcome any memories, images, or emotions that may be spontaneously arising, not trying to change anything, not analyzing, simply be with the experience as it unfolds. Going back and forth from one belief to its opposite, and then at some point, holding the two beliefs together, feeling them together, and notice that impact on the body-mind. Be aware of all that is now in awareness. Dissolve back into being spacious awareness, in which all these changing perceptions are unfolding. And bring your attention to the sensation of joy. Can you recall a time of joy and feel that in the body? And sometimes it's difficult for us to recall a time of joy if we're going through a difficult time in our life. And if that is true for you tonight, can you find a feeling of relief? Simply being relieved. Relieved maybe that something is finished, or that you can move on. Bring up this sensation of joy or relief, recalling a memory of someone you love or someone that loves you, that invites joy into your body. And can you feel an inner smile erupting in your heart? Feel that inner smile expanding through the whole body, the lips gently smiling, the smile flowing through the cheeks, the arms, hands, legs, feet, the whole body smiling, totally absorbed in a feeling of joy, happiness, bliss, every cell smiling. Sense how joy is arising in awareness. Feel yourself dissolving into being that unchanging, open spaciousness in which changing sensations are unfolding. There is nothing that does not come from being. You are that. Being pure awareness, open and spacious, stillness. Give up thinking. Become awareness itself. You are that. Is there a center, a periphery, a boundary? Sense your way. Being pure awareness in which all perceptions are unfolding and passing away, without center, without edges, formless, undeniable presence, pure being, awareness, awake and aware of itself and everything just as it is. Being pure awareness, reflect back on the journey you've just taken, sensing the different perceptions, the feelings, the emotions, images, joy, pure awareness. And welcome back your heartfelt desire, experiencing and affirming that deepest desire as an expression of pure awareness. Let it bubble up from pure awareness and feel it with your entire body as a fact, as an expression of truth. Repeat it a second time, feeling it with the whole body. And I invite you to acknowledge again your intention for this particular practice tonight, and perhaps set an intention to follow up with something that was arising during the practice that you may want to inquire further into, be it an emotion, a thought, or a belief. And set this as an intention for the next practice. And as this practice of Yoga Nidra comes to a close, wander back through the senses, the mouth, the ears, the nose, the eyes, the sense of touch. Feel the fingers and toes coming back to an alert, awake state of consciousness. Becoming aware of the room around you, the others in the room. Moving or stretching in any way that feels right to you. This ends this practice of eye rest, Yoga Nidra.